This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A serious crash left one person trapped after a car became wedged under a train near 12th and Washington Avenue in Racine. Crews rescued the driver just after midnight. Flight for Life was called to the scene, but they couldn't fly. We're working on learning more about what happened there. A man was found in a car with a gunshot wound to the chest near Washington and Renaissance in Mount Pleasant early this morning. The shooting is believed to have happened in Sturtevant. Some homes in the area were also reportedly struck by gunfire. A large apartment fire broke out on 86th Street in Sturtevant at around 10 last night, requiring a mutual aid alarm. Everyone got out safely and a city bus was brought in to help those without a place to stay. A cause remains under investigation. Former UW System President Jay Rothman says he accepts his removal by the Board of Regents, but that he was never given a reason for the decision. He chose to be fired rather than to resign to avoid what he called, quote, living a lie. Republican lawmakers are calling the move politically motivated and are threatening to block the governor's regent appointments. The governor yesterday did sign a bill directing nearly $15 million a year to UW-Madison to help the Badgers compete in the modern college sports landscape. The funding will help pay off facility debt, freeing up money to pay athletes directly. The law locks in existing name, image, and likeness rules for student athletes. And Microsoft is holding a public session tonight from 4 to 7 at Mount Pleasant Village Hall. It's for people with questions about the company's massive data center plans. Phase 1 of the main campus is expected to wrap up this spring, with a second data center set to break ground later this year. There's more about that Q&A session at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The fired head of the University of Wisconsin system says he won't fight his removal, but he still doesn't know why it happened. Jay Rothman told WISN 12's Upfront program that he accepts that the Board of Regents had the right to let him go, but says no one ever explained their decision to him. Rothman says he chose to be fired rather than resign because he didn't want to, in his words, basically live a lie. Republican lawmakers are calling the move a partisan attack and are now threatening to block the governor's appointments to the Board of Regents. Governor Tony Evers has signed dozens of bills into law, touching everything from child safety online to housing veterans benefits and election procedures. Among the more notable measures, the state will spend $400,000 to fight internet crimes against children and create 4 new positions at the Department of Justice to pursue those cases. Another bill makes it easier for victims of sexual extortion to sue their attackers in civil court, even if no criminal charges were filed. And for the first time, Wisconsin schools will be required to teach students about adoption as part of health education. And mail delays in Wisconsin have gotten bad enough that a U.S. senator is now stepping in. Tammy Baldwin sent a letter this week urging the nation's top postal official to fix staffing shortages and delivery problems. The issues are particularly at the Oak Creek Processing Center, where packages have been known to sit untouched for weeks. A new federal watchdog report found people usually aren't notified when delays hit their area. And with a tax deadline and election approaching, Baldwin says the Postal Service needs to act fast. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Badgers hockey today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's team in Las Vegas to face off against North Dakota in the Frozen Four. Wisconsin has not lost since March 11th when they fell to Ohio State 7-1 in the Big Ten tournament at the Kohl Center in Madison. Badgers head coach Mike Hastings.
I think the guys have done a phenomenal job at staying balanced here over the last couple of weeks. This mindset I haven't seen change from when we were embarrassed at home against Ohio State, and we learned a very valuable lesson. And so the guys, I think, took that, learned from it, and have turned the page, and they're doing the same thing this week.
NBA, the Bucks lost last night to the Pistons 137-111. One bright spot, the Bucks' Jericho Sims with 11 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists, his first career triple-double. Doc Rivers.
That was good for Jericho. I mean, in a rough season and a rough night, you know, we're playing the best team in the East off of back-to-back with guys out. I thought our guys did well.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 62 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, some rain by mid-evening through the overnight, our low 45. Tomorrow, sunny in the morning, then cloudy with a high of 57. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.